Hey folks, quick disclaimer about Greasy Says, my new show about being a game developer for 15 years, who's brown. Okay, Greasy Says contains explicit language, adult situations, and viewer discretion is strongly advised. Right, Greasy Says is supposed to be a comedic take on what it's like to be in the gaming industry from my perspective, but I'm not out here trying to make people feel uncomfortable just for the sake of it. So, to sum it up, I have a potty mouth. Don't let your kids listen to this shit. And kings and queens above 18 only. Let's try that. All right. Lay is.
Ha ha, let's get this party started. High def with the
book. Greasy says.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ham. Yes, bacon. It's back. It's back. Greasy Says is back. Still getting back into the swing of things, man. These 2 weeks come up quick in between episodes. I like turned around. I was like, oh shit, I gotta do another podcast.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Let's go. I'm psyched about the music for this season because I've been working on stuff on the side. You know, I got the poly end play. That is one of the sweetest pieces of gear. And I've been making a lot of beats on that. I think I'll incorporate those into the show because what else are they doing? They're just sitting there, right? Might as well put them out. Don't steal them, though. Yeah, this is Greasy Says. I'm a game developer. I've been doing games for 16 years or so. And this is my podcast about what it's like being in the gaming industry and my takes on stuff happening, games I'm playing, shit like that, random thoughts. And here on Greasy Says, you know, I usually talk about what it's like to be a brown game developer. And that what that perspective is like, which I'm here to tell you, it's starting to change and I really, really like it. Like in the last episode, I was talking about how I went and I gave a talk at a school and how all the kids who were coming up to me to talk to me about getting in the games were not white, were brown kids, were caramel kids. And that made me really happy. As well as some females, which makes me happy as well. Because I mean, you know, I came up around a bunch of old heads, and all of them old heads was white. And now I'm the old head, and I'm not white. So like, they get to see. It's crazy. It's just crazy how time works, right? I mean, yeah. Time is crazy. What was I just thinking about? Oh yeah, no. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ham. Yes, bacon.
Where are you going with this?
Sometimes I talk about my kid. Yo, my kid. My kid. My son. He's getting older. It's crazy. It's happening real quick. Shit is shit. Speed. Speaking of time, having a kid speeds time the fuck up. Like you wouldn't even believe. Wouldn't even believe. I look at my calendar some days. I look at my calendar. I'm like, my calendar is crazy. If you look at my calendar, you're going to have like a nervous breakdown. You know, I feel anxiety looking at my calendar because the shit is out of control. There's like 50 colors for each type of task. There's like, everything's broken down. It's nuts. If you looked at my calendar, you'd be like, are you okay? Why the fuck did I bring up my calendar? I have no idea why I brought up my calendar. Why did I do that? I was about to talk about my son. Oh, time, calendar. Oh, right. Having a kid makes time pass really fast. I'll like look at the previous week. Right. Okay. So, all right. Jeez, I'm all over the place, y'all. I'm all over the place. I've been burning the candle at both ends. Shit's getting crazy. My brain is like fried 80% of the time. It's a good fried, but it's fried. It's toast. So excuse my haphazard, scattered thought process. I do this thing in my calendar where every week, I did this because I was getting stressed out and it's like a therapy for myself. Every week, I have a little half hour plotted out every week where I acknowledge in the calendar, I write it down in the calendar, like event, accomplishments that I've had for the week. And that could be in anything. It could be in, oh, I worked on this cool problem in a game, or I wrote this really cool piece of music, or I worked out every day of the week. Oh, that's an accomplishment. Or I didn't fight with my wife. Oh, that's an accomplishment. Or I hung out with my son and we did some fun shit. Or I went out and did some fun shit. Whatever. And I put these in the calendar to remind myself every week. If, you know, if I'm feeling like, oh man, I feel like I'm in a rut, or I feel like I'm not doing enough, I look back at the previous accomplishment events and I'm like, oh shit, last week I did a ton of shit. The week before that, I did a ton of shit. Oh, I did this nice thing for this person. I put it in the calendar thing to remind myself. Oh, you do nice things for people. Shit like that. Lifts you up. It makes you feel incredible. I highly recommend that you do that. But the point is, I look back at like a week ago at all the shit that I did. And because I have a kid, time passes super, super fast. So like, the next week, I feel like I'm already like a year older. Like a year has passed because I did so much shit in the last week. And you add a kid to that and it just makes this shit exponential. It's crazy.
What you wanna do? It's crazy, says what you finna do. You had that kid, what you gonna do? That time gonna pass, what you finna do? It's crazy, says what you wanna do. It's crazy, says what you finna do. What you wanna do?
But anyway, the point of the matter is, my son, he doesn't eat meat. You put, like, you throw down a piece of chicken in front of him, he'd be like, nah, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't like chicken. You give him strawberries, yeah. You give him carrots, yeah. You give him broccoli, y'all. Broccoli and spinach, yeah. He's chowing down on that. You give him fucking cheese, great. You give him fucking edamame and, like, seaweed, like nori and shit, and the motherfucker just eating the shit up. No problem. No questions asked, all good in the hood. But you try to sneak some chicken in that, dude. I'm saying, you ever seen a kid turn on a chicken nugget? I have. My son does. My son turns on chicken nuggets left and right. He don't give a fuck how beige that food is. He don't give a fuck how much salt is in that shit or sugar. He's like, that's chicken, right? I don't like chicken. Get it away from me. I don't want chicken. So, you know, we tried. We tried chicken. We tried turkey. We tried red meat, all that stuff. He doesn't like any of it. He just, I'm good. Nobody trained him to be like that. I'm a carnivore. My wife is a carnivore. We eat all kind of meat all the time. When he was in the womb, she was eating meat. So it's not like he doesn't have a taste for meat, but he just doesn't like it. He just doesn't want it. It's so bizarre. But the one thing my son will eat is bacon. Explain that shit. He won't eat any other meat. But anytime I cook bacon, he's like, yo, I want some bacon. Give me some bacon. I'm like, wow, like, you didn't even... He just went from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour. He didn't even rev up. He didn't stop along the way. He just went whoop, straight to bacon. I'm full vegetarian except for bacon. That toddler logic, man. That toddler logic is more... It's more potent than coder logic, than plumber logic. It's crazy. I just realized I may be overdriving the signal right now because I was working on beats before. and I forgot to turn my inputs down. Smart man. Anybody out there play the Diablo beta? Or was it alpha or beta? I don't know. But the demo they released, the playable they released, I didn't. I don't have time for that shit. I will get it when it comes out for sure because Diablo was crazy. I mean, Diablo 3 to me was crazy. I know a lot of people hated it, but I love that shit. But I can't wait for the new Diablo.
But yeah, is it fire? Anybody know? Can you tell me? Did you try it? What's wrong with it? Does it play like Diablo? If so, then we're good to go, right?
I see a lot of stuff in my feed about people complaining about various mechanics and saying all is lost and... I swear. Video game fans can be so fucking dramatic sometimes. It's ridiculous. Journalists, too. So dramatic.
Anyway, let's kick off the show. Remember, you can reach out to me on social media, under Greasy Says, that's GREASYSAYS, and that's on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Hit me up. You can also write into the show if you want at GreasySays@gmail.com. Check that out. If you want to tell me something, send me something, whatever. Reach out.
I got a public service announcement for motherfuckers out there. Are you young? Are you in your 30s or lower than 30? Do you like your life? Do you hate your landlord? You know what I mean? Are you sick of paying rent? Are you thinking maybe I should buy a house? Well, here, guess what? Greasy's here to tell you. Don't fucking do it. Do not do it. As soon as you buy that fucking house... And for the rest of the time that you own that house, everything's gonna break inside of that house. Everything. Everything. Shit you didn't even think about that could break is gonna break. Water is gonna start coming out of places you didn't even think water had access to in a house. It's gonna be there though. You thinking about buying a house? You think it's a good idea? You think it's a good investment? It's not. It's not. It's not. It's a money pit. It's literally, you think your landlord sucks? Try being a landlord to some shit that is basically breaking down all around you. Be your own landlord in a situation like that. It sucks. It sucks way worse than having a landlord be like, yo, can you fucking, I don't know, what do landlords say? Whatever. I'm going to raise the rent. Okay, great. Also, all this shit's broken. Please fix it. I don't have to do anything. Don't do it, y'all. Don't do it. Don't do it. I know it's the American dream. I know. And I know properties is one of the best investments you can make, supposedly. But only if you don't live in that property. As soon as you live in that property, it's a liability on multiple levels. Yes, money coming out of your pocket, for sure. It's investment, whatever. But the stress, the mind space it will take up, the grays the shit will give you. It's a full-time job. You feel like having another job just to get away from your landlord? I'm warning y'all. I'm telling y'all. Rent and keep it simple. Don't get a big place. Just keep it simple. Mattress on the floor. A pile of clothes in a corner. A fucking jar to piss in. I'm dead serious. Keep it dead fucking simple. And you'll be happier. Trust me. Or don't trust me and go find out.
What you play, what you play, what you play, what you playing, what you playing, what are you playing?
What you playing?
Every now and again, there's a game that is a complete surprise to me. A game I just don't see coming. A game that grabs me out of nowhere, like a molester on a train, or one of those weird guys who like runs up to people and pulls their dicks out. I hate people like that. It's just so weird. Why do you do that?
every now and again, there's a game that comes along and whips its dick out at me, and I'm just in awe. And even rare does a rhythm game come along and shock me in such a way, you know? It's such an established, like, genre that to come fresh, you gotta come with some cool ideas. The last game that shook me, like, last rhythm game that shook me to my core was 140. If you've never played 140, I feel sorry for you. It's one of my favorite games ever of all time. It's one of the best games I've ever played. And it's one of the most simple, in terms of presentation, one of the most simple games ever. So 140 blew me away, and it's been a dry spell since that thing came out of another rhythm game that blew me away. And then a homie of mine recommends...
Drum roll, please.
Rhythm Doctor. By 7th Beat Games. Indie company. I think it's like maybe 6 developers on this team. Doesn't matter. Rhythm Doctor it quickly leapt. It sprung on me, man. Like, I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, oh, this looks cool. Then I kind of realized what they were doing, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, the soundtrack grabbed me. The editing, the real-time, like, in-game editing that happened, that they show in trailers, got me. And I was like, all right, I got to cop this thing right now. $16 on Steam or whatever. I'm like, all right, I'll throw that. Little did I know that there was a fantastic, deep, yet simple, beautiful piece of art and music wrapped up in a video game package just under that $16 surface. I wasn't expecting that shit, man. I haven't beaten it yet. I'm literally playing it right now, and I stopped playing it just so I could record my real-time feelings about this shit. It's so crazy, all right? Not only are they doing rhythmic, it's really simple rhythmic gameplay. You tap the space bar when a certain beat comes along, okay? It's dead simple. You use one button. But, you know, the mechanics change. What beat you're hitting that button on changes. Cool. It can be complex. It can be swung. It can be weird rhythms, whatever. That's awesome. But then you get hit by the soundtrack, which is incredible and kind of odd because it's original music, clearly, but it's also people from SoundCloud and WikiLoops who either submitted music or the creators found their music and liked it and used it in this game, gave them credit, you know, put a little link to their SoundCloud or whatever, right in the game. Right when you're about to play the level, super cool, really forward thinking. I love that. Bigging up the music people, bigging up the artists out there that create this shit. And then the frosting on the, well, it's all right. Before we get to the frosting, it's a 8-bit presentation. You know what I mean? Pixelated graphic. So it's charming in that sense. But the way they use, how do I even say this? The medium of video games, like certain expectations you might have about how a computer works or how a game is presented, it pulls off this almost Metal Gear-like breaking of the fourth wall. You know what I mean? Remember when Metal Gear had you fucking have to go and look on the back of the box or something for like a code when you were talking to like, well, it's like Psycho Mantis or something. You gotta like look up some real life thing that you didn't even know you had. This game tries to do similar things like that. I don't want to spoil anything, but the stuff they do, the fourth wall breaking stuff that they do is incredible. It's so refreshing and different. And it makes playing a rhythm game so much cooler. Hats off to 7th Beat Games, man. This game is fire, complete fire. Way up there now in terms of fave games, I think. I got to finish it before I call it a fave game but this shit is crazy. Take your $16 and go give it to these people. Rhythm Doctor. Peep it.
Medicate and meditate.
Take care of your mind, but don't forget about your body. Because your heart's in your body, and your brain's in your body, and your hands on your body, yeah. Take care of your mind, but don't forget about the body. Because the dick's on your body, and the balls on your body, and the pussy's on your body, yeah. I said the arms on your body, and the legs on your body, and the fingers on your body, yeah. Got some eyes on your body and some nails on your body and a butt on your body, yeah. You got some hair on your body, lots of hair on your body, hair on your body, yeah. I know I said, take care of your mind, but don't forget about your body. Because your eyes on your body and your fingers on your body and your toes on your body and your arms on your body.
Yep. Take care of that mind and that body, fellow game devs out there. Yeah, get that time away. Yeah, don't forget to get up and walk around, but also don't forget to exercise and take care of that body so you don't, you know, have sciatica when you're fucking 50. Because your shit's all fucked up from sitting around at a desk all day. Even at your standing desks, you gotta get moving. You can't just stand there, all the blood collecting in your legs, looking all gross and veiny. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, here we are, once again, at the end of another episode of Greasy Says. And I had fun. I hope you had fun. Remember, you could always reach out on social media, Greasy Says, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You could also find my music on under the name MQ on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Spotify, all the streaming services. Go listen to my music, get the streams up. If you like the music in this show, tune in to old episodes and find more musical moments just waiting for you, like kernels of gold, like grains of pixie dust. All right, y'all, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here, and I'll see y'all in the next episode. So, greasy people, thanks for coming out. Remember to like, subscribe, comment, give me feedback, share the shit with your friends. Tell me to go fuck myself. And until next time, it's me, the Greasy One. And I'm checking out with the room key.
Bye-bye.